This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weight loss in the area. It's EMP1ADWeightLoss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, May 8th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, what's up, man?
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop's
here.
Did
that really happen last night?
It happened. Oh,
Did that happen?
It happened, my friend.
20 years.
Oh.
We can put it behind us.
Oh, get that Stanley. Where's the Get That Stanley song?
Oh, that's still shelved.
Why would we
break that out when the Caps are making their deepest run in 20 years?
You know, don't jinx it now, but when they either win it or get eliminated, it's coming back. I promise you that.
Well, you know what? Caps fans can thank Drab and myself.
Yeah. You're taking credit?
Yeah. They can thank us all day today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Cakes, for thanking us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
I'm not buying into the bit. Terrible bit.
Hey, I don't care.
It's a great song.
I don't even care because the Caps advanced. Caps vanquished the Penguins, something they haven't been able to do for 20-plus years.
That dumb song was the anchor around the Caps for years.
Or the Beardathon. You could make that argument because
maybe
the guys tapped out on the Beardathon this year.
No, I think last
Cakes.
Year, too.
Oh, I'm doing my own personal Beardathon.
Face.
Still doing the personal Beardathon. Why wouldn't I?
Doesn't look like he's tapped out.
Have you not shaved since
I've trimmed a little bit around my mouth.
Trimming's allowed.
I need to maintain the neck beard portion.
Why? Well, Holtby doesn't.
Holtby clearly doesn't.
Holtby's neck beard touches his chest
hair. You know, I don't care. Brayden Holtby can have a ZZ Top beard for all I care if he keeps playing the way he played against the Pens. Another great performance last night.
He was unbelievable.
He was beasting yesterday.
He was just awesome in all six games. Actually, the entire postseason has been great.
Yeah, the Caps have now won 8 of 10 since they were down 0-2. They went 2-1 without Tom Wilson. They didn't have Nick Backstrom last night.
Played five rookies in the lineup.
It was unbelievable
and one in Pittsburgh.
I sent a text to Cakes last night when I found out Backy wasn't playing.
Yeah, you basically said, no Backy, Walker's playing, Caps are cooked.
I said, Walker and Boyd are playing? I said, we are cooked.
Cooked.
Wow,
and I said, it took me a while to respond, and I said, they're hanging in there through one.
It took him like, 30 minutes to respond.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
But unbelievable performance for the Caps. It's difficult because you want to come in here and pop champagne and play crazy celebration songs all morning, and I'm sure we'll do a lot of that. But you still got two more rounds to go for the ultimate prize.
You've got a couple days to worry about it. Bask in the win. We'll open up the Hadid Carp King Lister lines now. 800-636-1067. How are you feeling? There was a lot of celebration last night. Saw a lot of video, people out.
Oh, people going out.
I would love to know how many people. I would like to see an in-house camera of every bar in D.C. just to see the reactions.
Yeah.
In Clarendon and D.C. and anywhere in
Northern Virginia.
How many
people are really out on a Monday night?
I mean, a decent amount. I bet some of the videos.
All those millennials, they don't care.
Yeah, I guess.
They just go out and get hammered.
Can we hear the final goal call, Valdez? I mean, John Walton just murdered
and
it
then I
on the radio.
And then I want to hear Doc Emmert. God, he gets me sized.
On the faceoff, one, Ovechkin with a shot on a one-timer just over from Kuznetsov. Scooped to the front of the net, and Murray made the save. The puck that comes to the middle, Ovechkin. Hit by Crosby. Capitals trying to get back into the offensive zone. They do. And it's Hornquist that'll start with a puck in Pittsburgh. A quick sigh, and then a head up ice. A tang on the right wing to Crosby. A poke check away, and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot, and it comes in over. He scores! He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exercised! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay!
Was I the only doc that had trouble seeing the puck in the net?
No, it was difficult.
I was sitting there,
difficult.
And I saw Murray sprawled out in the crease, And then I saw.
I actually thought he made the save.
That, I thought he had covered it up somehow. And then I looked up at the top of the screen, and it says goal. And Kuzi's doing a selling. He's doing this. And I said, well, if he's doing that, then we definitely scored.
Right.
I was butt-sized.
That's so great.
Did you see?
I didn't, but my daughter definitely cried victory tears.
Nice.
Which are way better than losing to the Pens tears.
Did you notice? I don't know what defenseman it was for Pittsburgh, but he threw the stick.
Once I saw
he was grasping.
Once I saw the stick thrown, I said, well, that's probably a goal.
Yeah.
And I saw everybody mobbing Kuzi on the glass. And
it was a great pass by Ovi, I thought. Just sort of instinctual, little pass. Perfect. And then, as you mentioned, Kuzi buries it five hole. And it took a second for us that are watching at home to realize what had happened. They asked Ovi about it after, what he was thinking right before Kuzi scored. He said, you want to do it in your voice, Cakes? His quote was,
Please let them effing score. End the game.
Please score. Please effing.
And that
please
went
score
on NBCSN. Yeah. Right? We have McGuire. Clip
so
five.
What should do your best? You know, I was playing please score goal.
Please score. Just please score effing goal. Please score.
By the way, I don't usually give kudos to Pens fans, but I will give them some respect at the end of the game when the Caps are celebrating. I didn't see just a cascade of middle fingers, which I expected.
I just saw them all leaving.
I fully expected to see it, but they were respectful. Some of them were banging on the glass. A lot of them were leaving. They didn't want to see the celebration up close and personal, but it wasn't like when Ovi scored the goal. I can't remember what game it was when there was like 67 seconds
and
left.
And everybody gave him the bird.
And 100 people in the stands all gave him the finger at the same time.
The best fit is of the Caps bench after the game winner.
It was great to watch.
That was awesome.
I mean, Barry Trotz is jumping up and down with his arms raised. Coaches are hugging each other.
So great because it's not only a 20-year sort of breakthrough for the Capitals. It's also a huge breakthrough for Barry Trotz. Who'd never advanced past the second round in a very, very distinguished borderline Hall of Fame career.
And the look
Trotz.
Of relief on Ovi's face as he's skating on the ice and his arms are stretched up.
Yeah.
He's looking toward the ceiling. You can just tell. Look, they're only halfway there. They want to get the ultimate goal, the ultimate prize.
Difficult is it to win this effing cup?
Finally, Ovi gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. Finally, it's happened.
And to do it beating the Penguins, you couldn't ask for a better situation.
And to do
situation.
It on Pittsburgh ice just makes it even sweeter.
And it made it so great without Backstrom, which is kind of a late scratch. I mean, Barry Trotz poker-faced it pretty well and said he was going to play, and then you hear right before that he's not. And, of course, it was the third game without Tom Wilson. They went 2-1 without Willie.
How about the least likely goal and assist combo of yesterday of
Walker.
Nathan Walker to Alex Chason?
Right.
I would say this.
We'll take him however we can get him.
Well, I don't know much about Walker. He's fast, man.
He is fast.
He moves.
Well, I know that I'm pretty sure he was born in Wales. Brett's
raised
favorite country,
in Australia.
Welsh,
I think.
Raised in Australia and then played in the Czech Republic from the age of 13 up. To kind of chase his dream and make it to the NHL, which
he has. Do you have a couple other celebratory songs? It's too early to mellow out. You need a few more celebratory songs. And I want to just sort of touch the people, see what they're feeling. I know it was difficult for a lot of people to go to sleep last night. There was a lot of excitement. Let's go to Jeremy in Bethesda. Jeremy, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I can't get over it still. Like, I was 8 days old last time DC sports team played a game, conference final later, just when the Caps got swept. And, like, just for a whole generation of people my age, like,
it's crazy,
this is
right?
Unreal. Like, I mean, all through school growing up, like, it was just losing over and over. Like, this is, I couldn't get over it. I was up for just, like, I don't even know why I woke up this early. Like, I just got back from college. I don't need to be doing anything today.
I'm so excited.
Like,
you're fired
up. Yeah, I can't get over it. Like, this is one of the probably the greatest sports memory of my life so far. Like, it's unreal.
Well, it can get better.
So
I promise you that. It can get better. Well, thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it, buddy.
That's how low the bar's
thanks,
been
guys.
In D.C. I mean, we kept talking about it.
You went a second round.
Kept posting that the curse was there. The Caps 0-6 when they've had this opportunity. The Redskins 0-2.
Right.
The Nats 0-4. The Wizards 0-1.
Well, like the caller said, I mean, young adults and teens, they've never seen the Caps beat the Penguins in the playoffs.
Never.
They don't know what it feels like.
Right. We barely do.
They're just so used to getting pwned/owned by the Penguins. You don't know how to react.
But I said it in this series. I said it, I thought, at the end of the last series. I thought this was a different Caps team. They're a little bit more resilient. when they were down 0-2, I thought they were dead, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were dead. But the way they responded, winning four straight, it just gave me a different feeling about this team heading into this series, and it bore fruit. I think they are a different Caps team. Now, they may lose the next series. Apparently, we're going to be decided underdogs.
Well, they're a little different because they beat the Pens.
Yeah.
They are different.
Yeah, I think so. I think they qualify as different, a more resilient team. So, props to them, but more work to go. Let's go to Tony in Leesburg. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, doing great.
What's up, man?
Hey, it's going to be great to see Ovi play without the monkey on his back. I think it's going to be really interesting to see if, you know, what he does against Tampa. But I got to tell you, in terms of the feeling I got last night when that puck went in, it really felt like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day when something different comes on the radio after all those, you know, times when it was, you know, he'd wake up and it'd be the same situation every single year. It really felt like the end of Groundhog Day last night.
Right. No, I hear you. Absolutely. You kind of didn't know how to react. I was just certain we were going to go to bed disappointed.
Right.
And, you know, the boo-hoo.
Once they went to overtime,
and be lamenting the game seven.
Yeah.
It'd just be an awful feeling today and tomorrow. And then, God forbid, Thursday.
This is so much better. The way we're feeling today is so much better than just
having
all the hand-wringing for a game seven. Oh.
Yeah.
This trumps that.
And I know people don't sort of buy into the free-rolling theory. But I think we're free-rolling now. And I think the shackles are off, and let's see what this team's really capable of.
I think it's
a
successful season.
Yeah, me too. I'd bring Trotsky back.
Easter Conference
back.
Finals?
Give him a four-year deal.
I would love to advance. Now I'm getting greedy. Now you want the cup?
Yeah.
But,
right.
Tampa Bay's tough.
And
I'm sure we'll break them down more in the next few days.
Now, supposedly we play them pretty well, though.
I'd have to look at the season series.
1-1 this year.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Bethesda. John, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas. What a morning. I couldn't sleep last night. I had to take sleeping pill to fall asleep. You know what's interesting? I wonder, you know, yeah, it's Trotz is an absolute wizard. I wonder what he's going to do, because if you had, I mean, Eller and Oshie played lights out, are you going to separate them now that you get your studs back? You know, what do you do in that circumstance?
I don't know. Good questions.
We're reverse engineering now. We're usually coming back from behind to get good lines. Now we've got to go the other way.
Right.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
But you're right.
All those guys. How about the young guys in this series? Vrana, Stevenson, last night Walker.
Vrana was just huge.
I mean, just the young guys with the mix of the veterans. Man, it was fun to watch.
And then hopefully, you know, Backstrom is back for game one. I assume he's going to be. They had said he was going to be back for last night. And then you bring Wilson back.
You wonder, though, if he broke his hand. Now, they won't say that he's broken his hand, but he had a big bandage there.
He was definitely wrapped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the Caps won a playoff game against a team they could never beat in the playoffs with three of their top six forwards not playing in the game.
Right.
I mean, that is a gritty, gutty, resilient type of win for the Caps.
Did I see Burakovsky's skating?
I did see video of him skating within the past few days, so hopefully he's ready for the Tampa Bay series, too.
Maybe.
It'd be great to get him back.
You get all three of those guys back, boy, then you're really going to be feeling good. All right, let's go to Steve in Madison. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Man, I'm telling you, last night was a sweet victory. I didn't know what to think. I know one thing, that I did not want to go to a game seven.
Right.
Nope.
But right. Pittsburgh is a tough, tough team. But I had to stay up last night. I just could not go to sleep. I mean, between the Nets over to San Diego.
What did the Nets do? I don't even know.
They won
8-5.
They won 8-5.
Matt Adams, two bombs.
Wow, he is on fire.
Yeah, Adams hit two bombs. It was. And Harper had a home run taken away from him.
Right, saw that. Turner hit one, too. Yeah, it was a good night for the locals, wasn't it?
It was an excellent night. Man, I tell you what, I'm so excited. I'm going to be cranked up all day.
Well, you should be.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy. Try to get some rest.
Thank you.
All right.
The Orioles didn't lose either. They didn't play.
The Orioles?
I don't even know who they
are. All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067. We're celebrating the Capitals advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. First time a DC team has made it to the Final Four in the last 20 years. basically the entire tenure of the show. We're basking in the win. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. A little bit later, Chris Russell's going to join us to talk some Caps. He'll join us at 7. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN at 8. And Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie, at 9. All right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One strike away from a seventh game, or one strike away for the Caps from a meeting with Tampa Bay in the conference final. It is Ovechkin moving back. He gets it onto Kuznetsov, moving on in. He scores! The Capitals have made it to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 19 years.
Wow, that's so awesome. What are those sounds? Are those guys crashing into the boards? Is that what that sound is?
Yeah.
Because it almost sounds like cannons going off or something. And you know it's in Pittsburgh, so that's not true.
It was a weird scene, too, because they showed the camera on Alan May and Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington, who were on a concourse in the arena.
Right.
And the entire crowd is just stunned that the Pens just lost. And Carlin, I think, starts celebrating, but then he's like, you know what? I'm going to rein it in because everybody around me
you're in enemy territory.
Everybody around him is going to want to kill him if he just is going crazy. But they kind of reined it in, and then 5 minutes later, they're doing their post game and breaking down the win. It was kind of funny to see two Caps fans in enemy territory. Wow. Alan May was basically completely stoic. He might have had a quick fist pump. And that was it.
Right. Didn't show well, any Alan May's a pro's pro.
Yeah.
He did rip up a terrible towel last night on air.
Oh, did? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Nice. It's a good bit. Hey, let's play some of these cuts then. So we played the final goal call by John Walton. You want to play that again? Play it one more time. We just played the NBC version, Doc Emmerich.
Doc Emmerich did seem excited about
the Caps. Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah.
Doc Emmerich did a great job.
NBC,
well, he's a professional.
He is, absolutely.
What's more the analyst than it is Doc? We've always maintained that.
Oh, Milbury can go F himself.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
But here's John Walton. You got it, Valdez?
On the faceoff, one, Ovechkin with a shot on a one-timer just over from Kuznetsov. Scooped to the front of the net, and Murray made the save. The puck that comes to the middle, Ovechkin. Hit by Crosby. Capitals trying to get back into the offensive zone. They do. But it's Hornquist that'll start with a puck in Pittsburgh. A quick sigh and then a head up ice. A tang on the right wing to Crosby. A poke check away and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot and it comes in over. He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exercised! Good morning! Good afternoon! And good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
Isn't that the same move Kuzi used on Murray in game five?
Yep.
Same exact move.
Yep. He knows he can beat him five-hole. He knows that, I guess, he's susceptible to it. And I was happy Kuzi got the game winner because had the Caps lost and we were looking at a game seven, there was going to be some Kuzi grilling because of the earlier instance where
made some bad decisions.
He had a puck
wide open.
He had a puck 1 foot away from Murray, and Murray sprawled down on the ice. All he has to do is
just lift it.
Just lift it. I mean, it's not a lock you're going to score, but at least you have an opportunity. I don't know what he did. Lost his mind for a second.
An extra pass
took
in there,
the puck behind the net and wasted that opportunity. He also had a 2-on-1 where I think Ovi passed him the puck, and he kind of fanned on the shot. Now, again, neither was a
These
lock
are split,
to go in.
Split-second decisions,
I
too.
I understand. But had he fanned on those and then missed the breakaway to win it, there would have been a lot of finger pointing at Cousy.
Right.
So I was happy to see him get that game winner.
You know what else I noticed on that play was the defenseman for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They just looked gassed. They just looked slow to get
back
there.
Perfect pass, as he said. Perfect pass. Just a little backhand flip by Ovi. Yep.
Just let him perfectly.
Just got behind the defense.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Play some of the clips afterwards where Barry Trotz is asked about the game. He said he had a premonition about it.
You know, the great thing about this all day is I knew we were going to win. That's, I don't know why, you know, but you just, I knew this group is got a lot of resiliency. And first of all, you know, there's some great champions in that other room. You know, the great players and what they've done and accomplished the last couple of years is pretty remarkable. This is a tough league I just like the way we played. I like the way we checked really well. We stayed to the game plan, and our leadership was exceptional in the room today.
Man, their defense was so good last night.
Play the next clip where he talks about they had to go through some hardships to advance.
Looking back at over the years, is this group, and I've been with this group for now 4 years, and a lot of the core of this group was around before that, is they probably needed to go through some of this. What I see is there's growth, not only with our veteran players, and you saw it today how they, well, you wouldn't have saw it, I did, how that veteran group has grown from maybe even a couple of years ago. You saw young guys growing in these last two series. So they continue to have these experiences, good or bad, and, you know, we've had some bad ones. Some painful ones, and this made us stronger. I mean, it's not about. I think toughness is more about getting. You get knocked down, are you going to get up again?
I'm really impressed by just the defense overall in the six-game series.
Defense is really good.
Given the fact that Pittsburgh was lighting up the Flyers, lighting them up with 8-goal games and 7-goal games, and given the fact that all season long the Achilles heel of the Washington Capitals was their defense. I was worried they were going to give up 4-goal games, 5-goal games, 6-goal games. They shut down Pittsburgh.
Didn't happen. And Braden Holtby, I mean, you have to tip your cap to him for the way he played throughout the series. And the NBC crew was talking about the defense throughout the game last night. They were just, they said that Pittsburgh was just stung in the neutral zone, couldn't get the puck.
But you know what? Cakes made a good point. The fact that they had three of their forwards down, three of their top six forwards down, and then, of course, Backstrom was the late scratch. I didn't think they had a chance to win when they announced that, and they put Walker in there. I sent a text to Cakes at about, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 7:05, or maybe even before that.
Walker was buzzing around the ice, too.
He was awesome. He had some energy.
Yeah. Right.
So that's the other thing. When you get guys in there who haven't played, you know they're gonna have the energy.
They're
level.
Gonna be fresh.
Well, also, Jason, I'm gonna break your balls a little bit. Remember after game one, he said it was a catastrophic loss.
I know, I was wrong.
And no game one is ever catastrophic. You can always overcome it.
I could have said that if they lost in seven. You know, if they if they ended up losing in seven, I'd say, well,
true,
we hold that lead in 4:49, so we just kind of disintegrated there defensively. But you're right. Were right. I was wrong.
Well, they just overcame
God
it. They just overcame it.
Yep.
You know, and it was a bad loss. And it felt terrible, but it was only one game. And just the way this team has overall responded since being down 0-2 and bringing in Holtby.
I'm a game by game overreactor. I'm gonna tell you.
Right. I'm usually am too.
Bringing in Holtby the way they did, I still think Trotz played this thing perfectly. He's played the hottest goalie, you know, in the league from November on. It didn't work out, and then you go to your Vezina Trophy winner to come in and save the day, and that's exactly what he did. It just, I mean, I don't think you could have written a better script for the Caps. I really don't. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, Drew.
Great.
What's up, Drew?
Oh, man, this is just carryover from yesterday. I'm so happy, man, you know, with the Capitals, man. You know, like I say, like I was telling the gentleman when I called, I said, this is something special because you look at Capitals has been one of the most consistent teams in the area for the last 10 years, man. We've been kind of like at the top of the charts, much we could say about the other teams. But I look at this as about breaking down the wall, man. You look at the teams with Jordan, they had to go through Detroit.
Right.
You know, even though they had those good teams, they had to go through Detroit, you know, to get over that hump. That was their nemesis. And like you had the Lakers had to get through the Spurs, even though they had their good team. So
right.
This is capital nemesis, man. You know, so they got over the hump, man. So I see a lot of good things. And even with this going on, I couldn't see them firing Trotz, man. You know, Ted firing Trotz, man. If they ain't firing Ernie Grunfeld for the Wizards, man. I just want them to keep up the great work, man. And let's keep celebrating, man. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Drew.
Ted's going to retain Ernie Grunfeld for the
Wizards.
He's
got to bring Trotz back.
How do you let Trotz go?
I mean, public sentiment is clearly on Barry Trotz's side at this point.
Unless there's obvious friction between...
it sounds like
there's
something between the GM and Trotz.
Yeah.
Screw that. Let them be tense.
It is crazy that a coach with his track record. What's he had? Has he won 3 division titles in his 4 years here? Over 100 points?
Yeah,
3 of the 4 years, and then all 4 years. I mean, now advancing to the Eastern Conference. And to be coaching right now without a contract is crazy. It's crazy. Let's go to. And when that happens, I mean, it's a fait accompli. That guy's gone. You're never in this situation.
And remember the video that he told Tortorella, the head coach of Columbus, after that clincher?
He denied it. But
he denied it, but if you read his lips, I don't know if you saw the video.
Yeah, I saw the vid.
It does look like he says, I'm gone.
Basically says, I'm gone, I'm not coming back.
Right.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's him saying, I don't want to be here because I don't want to work for the GM.
I think he's reading the writing on the wall.
Or maybe he just realizes the GM doesn't like him and... But I don't know. You get a win like this, that's
got
to go a long way.
Maybe just meant he was gone from Columbus. He wasn't coming back.
Right.
Well, it's just crazy. A coach with his resume isn't coaching without a contract for next year. Unless it's already decided. You're gone. Let's go to...
Yeah, but you're right. If Ted's going to bring back Grunfeld...
Right. But maybe Ted is letting McClellan or whatever
make
the call.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go to Jay. Houston. Jay, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
This might be the worst phone call you have all day because I haven't been asleep.
That's all right.
Oh, man, what a game. I'm still kind of worked up. And you guys touched on it. Trotz is the reason in my eyes. Pulling Holtby and then putting him back in was absolute genius. Mm-hmm. The decision to take DSP off and putting Varane in that line on game 5, I think, was the turning point.
Right.
And sealed the deal. And if you guys looked at the video, I don't know if you noticed what I saw, but those guys on the bench were loose. They were smiling, even at 1-1. They knew they were in the game. It wasn't like a Boudreaux team where everything felt tense. Trotz had those guys loose. He had them playing fun. And if he doesn't come back next year, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Yeah, it seems crazy. Yeah, thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. You know,
get some sleep, buddy.
And JP talks about the defense and how big they stepped up, and they did. And the number one sort of whipping boy for Caps fan has been Brooks Orpik over the last year and a half or so. He's leading the team in plus-minus in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that's a flawed stat. Definitely believe it's a flawed stat. But still, he's +9 leading the team in plus-minus in these playoffs. He's been fantastic. Let's go to Laura in Arlington. Laura, what's up?
You guys, I really wanted to call and say congrats to all of you. I was on the steps last night, and the crew I watched with, I literally like fell on the ground and was like crying. It was real overdramatic, but I'm feeling really optimistic. I mean, we had a win, a loss, and an OT loss against Tampa. Our loss was during the bad times over February 20th, which we are not the same team we were in February 20th. I mean, you know we're not the same team. But I just wanted to call you guys because we did it, you guys. I mean, it's really cool.
She's very
and
emotional.
I really wanted to share it with the Jumps because you guys are like my morning. So.
Nice. Love
y'all.
It's a good feeling.
Love you. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. Try to get to work today
somehow,
some way.
You know what's amazing about
that? That's probably not going to happen.
Good.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that.
Take the day off.
Good. Call in sick.
It's amazing if you watch the video of the game winner and the celebration, everyone goes over and jumps on Kuzi.
Mm-hmm.
And then Holtby's just kind of skating down the ice by himself.
Right.
It's like, hey, what about me?
I never even saw Holtby.
You don't see him until the end.
I saw Grubauer celebrating.
Right. But everyone jumped on the koozie pile and Hope is by himself. And then finally one of the guys comes off the pile and gives him a big hug.
Right.
But if I was Hope, I'd be like, hey, I think I won the series.
Hello. I only gave up one goal.
What about number 70?
I also think Coach Trotz's reaction was a little different than everybody else. He had a very short, muted, like the head coach we've seen.
Yeah, but he had a fist bump and he jumped up.
We've seen, Jay Wright basically with a non-reaction when they win a national championship. You see these head coaches with muted responses. Compared to the assistants and the players, he was very muted. It was like quick, boom, and he's like,
he's professional, but he felt good. He's never gotten out of the second round like Ovechkin, so he's finally advancing.
That was a personal demon that he sort of vanquished, and so did the Caps. Let's go to Daniel Alexandria. Daniel, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. Daniel?
Oh. Just crushing.
That's not going to work.
We want to hear from you. We're celebrating this win. Bask in it for a few days. I think
game one
may be on Friday.
Friday.
It's either Thursday or Friday. So we've got a few days to just chill.
And then it's every other day, just like these
others? Yes, and they tee it up quickly.
Probably Friday, Sunday. Oh, that's glorious.
Now, we host, right?
No.
Tampa's the one seed.
Oh, they had the one seed.
Tampa's the one seed. They're going down to Tampa.
We'll host game 3 and 4.
That stinks.
Not games 1 and 2.
Think about the
NBA. They've been good on the road.
The NBA doesn't start until their Eastern Conference Finals doesn't start till Sunday.
Hockey doesn't even wait.
They just get it going.
The Sixers won last night, beat the Celtics, so that series could
even if Boston had won, they still don't start until Sunday, game one.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. The Caps make some history. They break through to the Eastern Conference Finals, first time in 20 years. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. That we haven't had professional teams advance even to the Conference Finals. Not even once in 20 years have we had a team be a threat to win a championship.
Right, and because I'm self-loathing and not used to having good things happen to the Caps, I fast-forwarded and said the biggest Capsiest thing that could happen is that the Caps beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in the next round and then face the Nashville Predators in the Stanley Cup Final. And then Philip Forsberg has 11 goals in the Stanley Cup Final against the team that foolishly traded him away. You know what they are? They're a floater. I did say that. They're a floater.
Can we just dream for a second?
Yeah.
What if it was like that and this was the start? Everybody says the curse, it's over.
Yeah,
right?
It's been lifted. Yeah.
The curse has been lifted. Look, I don't think it's going to happen for the Redskins or the Wizards, but the Nationals get to the playoffs every year. They're 0-4, right? When they get there. What if they break through and start winning some World Series and the Caps win a Stanley Cup or two? Then all of a sudden we're like Boston.
I mean, a Stanley Cup or two. I like how
you're so far away from that.
You're like, yeah, Caps win a Stanley Cup or two. Something they've never done in franchise history, and they've been in the NHL since 1974.
Hakes,
I hope it happens.
Be an optimist.
I hope you're right.
This could be the start of something big.
It's hard.
We can roll.
I'm very happy the Caps won, but it's hard to be an optimist and think that we're going to be Boston South when all you're used to is having your teeth kicked in. And disappointment left and right.
Cakes, what happened when the Red Sox
was a good step.
What happened when the Red Sox were down 3-0 against the Yankees?
I know, they came back. It was dramatic. And then Jason was butt-sized.
And then they won a couple other World Series after that.
They
broke the curse, and then they won two more.
Let's just start with one.
What I'm saying is, it could be the start
Let's try to win the East first.
Can we just enjoy Tampa? Let's just enjoy the win over the Pens.
What is it, 24 hours to revel and bask in the win?
JP's got us having 5 world championships.
Stanley Cup or two.
I like it. He went through picking the Pens to now we're winning 2 or 3. I like it.
You want 3 Stanley Cups? Sure. Win 3. Be a dynasty.
Or better. Series.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think it's a terrible thought. And I said, going into the series, I thought they're going to win. And I thought maybe it jinxes it, but I thought if they win that series, they're going to win the whole damn joint. So here we go.
Yep.
Now it's time to put up
a
shot.
I hope you're right, EB.
All right, let's go to Josh La Plata. Josh, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, baby? We won!
I know.
I'm so excited, man. Yes, sir.
What'd you do when Kuzi scored?
Oh, my God, man. My old ladies were screaming, what's going on? What's going on?
Where were you?
I was so excited, man. I was like,
sounded like he was home.
Sick, dude.
Were you at home or were you at a bar?
I was at home when the old lady and the kids were in bed. I woke the whole house up, man. We won, baby. I mean, I've been waiting for years.
Your old lady wasn't watching with you?
Yeah, she fell asleep, man, and I jumped on her. I said, baby, we won. I mean, it was exciting, dude.
So great.
Did you get any post-game buns?
Oh, yeah, man. We watched. I couldn't believe OV, man, when he did his interview, man. That was the greatest interview.
He's lost
the
moment.
Think about the
a lot of people tweeted me that they had Pens buns.
The reaction
afterwards.
Of the win over the Penguins.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they actually did win a Stanley Cup?
That'd be crazy. Would be?
If they won the Stanley
Cup.
They'd
dance in the streets.
Yeah. First of all, I've already said I'd spend like $1,000 on merch. I'd have every sweatshirt and every color, every hat, every chashki,
sure,
anything I could get my hands on. And then I would probably just go out in my driveway and start honking my car going, ha, 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 let's go, Caps! Ha, ha, ha. I would do that at midnight if the Caps won the Stanley Cup and enrage all of my neighbors.
You have a manly horn?
It's manly enough. I mean, it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's a decent horn.
The last time the Skins won the Super Bowl, my brother ran around the neighborhood playing Hail the Redskins on his trumpet.
I saw somebody on Twitter, I don't remember his name, yesterday, said he was going to streak down F Street if the Caps just beat the Pens last night.
Butt naked?
Butt naked. That's what streaking means. I'm guessing that's what he did
right
at some point.
Right. So great. Let's go to
it's
Hugh.
A great bit.
Pasadena. Hugh, what's up? Y'all with the Jugs.
Hey, what's up, guys? And hey, man, I can't believe it. We won. I'm a 37-year fan, been fan now since 81. And, oh, man, I saw a lot of losing, but my son had never seen any winning. He's only 24. And back, we've been fans forever, and he's only seen losing in crucial spots. And last night, we went down to his room in the basement because my wife said, I'm going to bed. Around 9:30, and you were talking about, well, we're glad that there was a floor between us and her.
So. Hey, you.
Right.
24-year-old, still living with the folks?
Yeah. He's still doing college and everything like that.
Good.
Yeah, he's studying to be a funeral director. He's right in the middle of to become a full-time funeral director.
Good for him. Whoa. You can go to college for that? Like, you get a degree?
Yeah. You gotta have a degree. You gotta have I'm not
that up on it. My wife is more.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. And he's got to, you have to have all of those different certifications.
Is it like a real college, or is it like Phoenix College?
No, it's like a real college.
It is. All right.
Yeah, he got a criminal justice degree, but unfortunately, NSA wanted to hire him, and he's colorblind, and they couldn't hire him. So he had to rotate over into something else.
Right.
Did Paul Bearer have a college degree for The Undertaker? May he rest in peace. He's no longer with us.
All right. Drabby just asked the trivia question. Drabby, you want to ask that trivia question?
Sure. Do you guys now know which city has the longest conference final drought?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Now that Washington doesn't have it.
Because Washington, I think, had 67 or 68 seasons?
Buffalo?
I don't know. I don't know. Toronto, Minnesota, something? I don't know what it is. No idea.
Cincinnati.
No, 40. Toronto was in the conference finals last year.
Cincinnati has 44 seasons.
Wow.
Really?
44
nubs
years.
Sports town. Since 95, since the Reds went.
Yeah.
It's still kind of nubs till you win it. I mean, it's kind of like lowering the bar. Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, it feels good, but I mean, we still haven't won anything. Let's go to Kevin.
Doesn't mean you have a championship sweat.
It seems you're still in it.
What about cities that have the four major sports?
The longest drought.
Drab will do the research on that.
It was Minnesota until this last year.
Right.
I know what it does mean. It means we have two more weeks of playoff hockey at a minimum, which I love.
Yeah.
Two more weeks.
I know. I love it.
Kevin, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. I'm a huge Caps fan. Been a fan since the 80s. I could die happy today because we beat the Penguins finally. We got to get that anger in for Tampa Bay. This is they swept us. We can't forget about that.
When did they sweep us?
They swept us back in 2011, I think it was, 2010, 2011.
I have no recollection of it. You'd have to remind me, Kings.
Nah, it was brutal. I think it was second round. It wasn't the conference finals.
Who was their stud? Who was their stud at that time?
Oh, it was Martin St. Louis?
That little guy, right?
That little rat bastard, I believe.
I hated that dude. That was the little guy with the big quads.
Big calves, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy. We'll get worked up for them in a couple days. I could tell you the first thing about them at this point. I'm going to have to get acclimated. Get acquainted to their roster.
You know what's funny about Tampa? I believe Tampa's coached by John Cooper, correct?
Not sure. I don't know who
their
coach
is. Former Ohio State football coach?
Yeah. That guy's John Cooper. Very talented.
Hold on.
This guy can do it all.
John Cooper?
Let's go to Donna in Winchester while you noodle that.
I'm going
to
tell you something crazy about that guy.
Donna, you're all with the Junks. How are you?
Swinger?
Hey, good morning. I'm old enough to have attended games in the first season as an adult with two little kids. But last year, after the way they lost last year, I just lost faith. This whole year I felt pretty bad about them. But this is just magic. And so I'm so happy for the whole franchise and everybody else. And I don't have to listen anymore to Pierre Maguire fawning over the Penguins.
Right?
We can all applaud that. Yes, absolutely.
Was he wasn't that bad last night, was he?
No, I think he was. The Caps.
Yeah.
He was a little better, but boy, I mean, every time he said anything nice about the Penguins, the trainer came out. Their great trainer came out to see the player that had fallen or something.
Right.
So anyway.
All right, enjoy. Bask in it.
Did you guys hear?
Thank you, Donna.
Milbury and Penn BC when they went back to the studio after the win.
I did not.
Maybe for a minute or two. Oh,
yeah. Perfect.
A lot of crying.
Man, that's good audio too.
Somebody just tweeted me.
They lost their golden child.
Victory buns from my fiance last night, and breakfast victory buns this morning.
Wow.
Let's go. Twice.
That's crazy.
That is impressive.
Twice in like 8 hours.
By the way, I will say this. Cake should be the happiest of the four junkies. I went with his family to a Save the Caps rally at the Capitol Center.
That has to be back in like the early 80s.
Because your dad, I think, had season tickets or partial season tickets early on.
Were they about $100 a season?
No, they were butt cheap. I don't think they were. This is when people were like smoking Marlboros in their seats in the arena.
Let's go to Tom in Fairfax. Tom, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Hey.
What's up, man?
There is nothing better than victory buns with a huge Caps fan. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. About 8 or 9 months from now, which is going to be right around Valentine's Day, I guarantee you there's going to be lots of little Koozie and Holtby babies running around as a result of last night.
Hopefully, people name their babies Evgeny.
Somebody tweeted on the broadcast last night on NBC Sports Washington. They said they're going to name their kid Evgeny Kuznetsov. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what I suggest.
Here's what I suggest
every Caps fan does from here on out. Victory buns in your Caps jersey after each win.
In the Caps jersey?
In your Caps jersey.
Was that, okay. So that's like a good luck
doing
thing?
A bit.
Yes.
AEV, if you can get that home videotape contest.
And you send in your video. And Valdez and I will evaluate them. Victory buns in your Caps. Because every Caps fan in the world has a jersey. I mean, you go to a Caps game, literally everyone has a jersey.
Yep.
So victory buns in your jersey.
Jason,
for the guys.
Just wait for my video.
Just wait for your submission.
Right.
So I was going to tell you. So John Cooper is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm. All right. What, do you have some drinking story with him?
No, but Thomas C. Mooney does. John Cooper went to law school with Tom Mooney.
Okay.
In fact, they were buddies.
Right.
He's got some great stories about John Cooper. But John Cooper was a defense attorney, I'm pretty sure, for about 10 or 11 years before he got into coaching.
How did he end up on an NHL bench? That's crazy.
I don't know. He started in the minor leagues, and then I'd have to do the research to find out how he got Tampa. But he went to the Thomas C. Cooley Law School in Lansing, Michigan with Mooney.
Nice.
Is he related to Cecil?
No.
Cecil Cooper.
Different color.
Hold on. What was the name of the law school?
Silly.
I think it's Thomas C. Cooley.
Thomas C. Cooley. Not Thomas C. Mooney.
That ain't Harvard law, but hey. It's cranked out for sillies, apparently.
I'll let Mooney know that you were joining.
Cooley Law School. Silly.
Craig Wyshynski's joining us at 8 from ESPN. Brent Johnson, former Caps goalie at 9. But next, it's our pal Chris Russell. Capitals Insider, right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.